it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Chandra in Harlem. Chandra writes, my boyfriend is 13 years younger than I am. I am not a cougar because he makes more money. My dad loves to refer to him as the baby when he sees him. So how do I get my dad to respect my choice? How can my dad love me and do that?
Well, see, you think cougar is because he make more money. That ain't what cougarism is. Cougarism is when an older woman gets a younger man. Hey, what finance ain't never been a part of the cougar thing. Now, your daddy is messing with him because he knows this has a time schedule.
What are you saying?
He calling him the baby and the boy because he know this ain't going to last long. This man not going to be here that long.
Why do you say that, though?
But 13 years, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen a lot of them last. I ain't saying they can't, but I just ain't seen a lot of them last.
What do you mean, a relationship? Because there's a 13-year age difference?
That's
what
in a woman being 13 years older than a man? Yes, sir.
But it can work with a man and a woman.
Because.
The ability.
Because of money. The older man has money. When the younger man has money, let me explain something to you. He got to practice flaunting it. And this young boy might not have got all the practice out of his system yet.
Moving on to Melinda in St. Petersburg. Melinda writes, my 24-year-old daughter wants me to throw her a birthday party for her 25th birthday. She just went out of town with her dad and his new wife. So I told her to get him to throw her a party. She called me petty. Did I come off as jealous?
100%.
A little bit.
Just petty, went out of town. Just went out trip.
Yeah.
And 25 is their big birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to call for a few of them. So, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know. You know, lady, you being mad at the husband and the new wife has nothing to do with what you want to do for your daughter.
Right.
So figure out what you want to do with your daughter because it's her 25th birthday. Are you not going to get her nothing?
That's the question.
Ooh,
huh?
She petty.
Yeah. Her daughter called it.
Let me throw you a party. Yeah. She's petty. All over.
With his new wife.
Right. All
they got money for all of that. All they got money for a party. Yeah.
Come over here with
But you. Then the 25-year-old, here they are, being spoiled. My daddy gave me this. Now what you gonna give me?
Mm-hmm.
And now she don't give it to her. Then her mama being petty.
Right.
She's you know these kids nowadays. Well, we got a generation. All of us been raised. We just wrong.
Yeah. Admittedly. All right. Moving on, CLO to Abe in Syracuse. Abe writes, I was dating a girl and her ex disrespected her in front of me. I ended up fighting the dude. She got back with him weeks later. They broke up again, and she's trying to get me back. I like her a lot. She apologized a million times. Should I go back?
You're a fool. You're a fool, dog.
Yeah.
You're a fool. You're a fool.
You're a new fool.
You with her.
Mm-hmm.
Her ex disrespects her. You get in a fight with the dude. She go back to the dude. They break up again. She come back to you and want you back.
Uh-uh.
Dog, I don't know what she doing to both of y'all, but one of y'all gonna get killed.
No. What about
dog,
your...
this is poison.
Yeah.
This is poison.
What about your standard line, Steve? Oh, she's fine. She's fine. What about that?
I got all that, but I'm not finna get my whoop for you.
Oh, you draw the line at that.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
She ain't that
Able,
fine.
Huh? Able,
right.
There's Able, a couple fine people I'm getting whooped for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh,
my
right.
wife
mm-hmm.
and my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I can't.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if I saw somebody disrespecting y'all, I come to y'all defense.
Well, thank
but
you.
Hopefully it won't turn into a fight, but I'm not going to stand there and get dusted. That's not
well, but it doesn't say thank that. You're clear that the other guy, her ex beat him up. Because he just said I ended up fighting the dude. He didn't say.
He never gave his description on who got their butt.
Well, regardless.
Uh-huh.
Regardless.
You're not fighting.
No, fight, win or lose. Well, every time I see this dude, I got a problem with him.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do not go back.
But then you left me after I fought for you, my girl. Bye. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
You ain't that fine.
Yeah.
You
ain't, no. I can't believe you guys said that. All right, last one, Steve.
That's what I think.
Because he would have said he won.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he said he won. But on top of that, you rode us. That's a loser's move.
All right, last one, CLO. This is from Kat in West Hollywood. Kat writes, I let an old friend crash at my place, and the second night, he was walking around in his underwear. It was very sexual, and it turned me on. But I didn't say anything. There's a lot of sexual tension. Should I address the elephant in the room?
Well, the elephant trunk is what drew your attention. So let's just...
Good one, Steve. Good one.
Terrible.
Should you address the elephant in the room or undress the elephant in the room? Which one do you want to do? Because I think that's where we're going with it.
She said it was very sexual and she was turned on.
He walked right around in there. Yeah, y'all gonna be different kind of friends.
Yeah, and how long is he crashing at her place?
At least till we do it. At least till we do it.
Yeah. Sounds like that's gonna be tonight.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Steve. She didn't say anything. She didn't say anything though.
It's on and cracking. Matter of fact. It done already happened since she wrote this letter.
Oh.
Oh, it's over with. We ain't need advice.
This letter old to you?
Oh, yeah, this letter.
So he knew what he was doing.
So she wrote the letter the next day. Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
He
walking around in front of your drawers, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Hi, how you doing today?
That's his voice.
You good? Can I get you anything? What you need?
All right.
You want me to bring it back in here for you?
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.